Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program over News Talk 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. Our guests this morning are Anthony Molinari and Connie Brode from the Huntington-Bedford Fulton Area Agency on Aging. First of all, let me turn to you, Anthony. What is this organization? What is its primary purpose?
So the Huntington-Bedford Fulton Area Agency on Aging provides services to the aging population 60 and above in multiple services, transportation, care management, home-delivered meals, aging protective services. We have rent rebate programs that we help the aging population work through. We also have the PA Medi program to help individuals sign up for Medicaid. So it's to help the older, the aging adults find these services to help them navigate through this stage of life.
I had no idea you did that much. I just thought you had a bus and maybe some people to help refer people. Fabulous.
The transportation program card is just one service that the that the Area Agency on Aging provides to the community.
Do you have anything to add, Connie, on that?
No, I think Anthony did a really good job explaining what the agency does. It is a wide range of services, including the congregate meal sites and senior centers where people can come out for activities.
So does he get a raise because he did a good job?
Or he did pretty well. Okay, I don't know.
Always pitching for you,
Anthony. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir, gracious this morning. I appreciate you both being here. So the Huntington-Bedford Fulton Agency on Aging is actually a multi-concept thing. You know, training, assistance with government agencies, I assume, and the bus. Well, everybody sees your bus. I want to talk for a minute about the bus, the CART bus. I interviewed the head of the Nason Hospital, and she told me that your bus pulls up regularly in front of that institution. So I was surprised that the bus's geographic region is so large. Just how far do you go?
As far as how far we go, our vehicles, you know, the clients that we pick up have to live in one of our three service counties of Huntington, Bedford, or Fulton. And driver availability willing, we can travel to any county that borders our three service counties. Right. We also go to, in Fulton County, we also go out of state to Hagerstown. So we can basically, you know, any county, so Blair County, Cambria, Center County, any county that borders any of our three service counties, we can actually take clients from our three service counties into any numerous of travel purposes.
Do you go to the Veterans Association Hospital in Altoona?
We don't have a lot of that go there, but we do in Mapleton.
Oh, okay.
That we do take individuals to the VA there.
So hospital trips are important to this age group, I assume.
It's a lot of different
trips,
different trip purposes. You know, we take individuals to dialysis, to regular medical appointments, specialist appointments, but also, you know, grocery shopping, to the senior centers. If somebody just wants to go to lunch, if someone wants to visit a friend in a nursing home, you know, we have many different trip purposes that we take people.
So I can call you up and say I want to go to the Saxon Market and you'll take me there?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's terrific.
And
you pick me up.
Correct.
So I don't have to walk back.
No. And it's actually very, it's now our, as part of the Area on Aging, we do, most of our clients are of the aging population, so usually 60 and above. But we are also a public transportation. Mm-hmm. So anybody of any age can ride. We do have instances we take some kids to school. We take people to work. It just depends. It's not just the Area Agency on Aging. It's not the aging population. We are also a public transportation service, a shared ride public transportation service. So it's not really a one-on-one. Everything we do is as groups. So we have specific travel lanes. We have specific times that we go from one area to the next. It just depends on the day of the week. But we also have our in-county runs that we do every single day. So it's multifaceted, and it's not just shared ride and public transportation. We're also responsible for the home-delivered meal portion that the agency provides. It is our responsibility to supply and transport those meals to clients who have them.
Connie, I want to tell you the very first time I got on a cart bus in my life. I moved here about 10 years ago to Bedford County, and I serve on the Fulton Bedford Recreational Authority for the top trail. This guy drove me through the Sidling Hill Tunnel on his bus. And the last time I went through that tunnel was in 1962 in my car.
Oh, wow.
So that was a great moment. It was. But it had lights on it then.
Yep.
But he took me through the tunnels. It was just a great example of the service you get. It was there. I think you were there. I think DCNR was giving you some
Correct.
Money or something like that.
Yes.
How did you get into this, Connie? What's your background?
I began with the agency back in 1989. So I started here as a care manager. Helping provide those in-home services to older adults, and then as time went on, progressed up through the agency to be the director in 2014.
Tell me about some of the services. For example, if I walk into your office in Bedford, which is just above the library, what kind of services can I expect from that office? Can you help me get benefits or something like that? How does it work?
Absolutely. If you come in asking for information on anything on long-term care, we can provide you assistance in navigating that process. And as Anthony brought up about doing insurance counseling, helping you find your Medicare insurance plan during open enrollment, or even if you run into issues with billing, with some things that happen throughout the year, you're having issues affording it, you come in, the staff will assist you with that. They also will talk with you about long-term care options if you need assistance, because as you age and resources run out, maybe you don't have the funds to pay for private care, staff would walk you through some of the Medicaid process, getting you an assessment for your level of care to determine what kind of care you need, and then also giving information about facilities that might be available or in-home services. And we do provide a lot of assistance with caregivers who are providing care to loved ones. We can reimburse for some of the services they provide up to a limit. So we are trying to do more for caregivers, because as the day and age of finding in-home care becomes more difficult, family members are doing that. And so we're trying to reach out to them as well.
Baby boomer population has affected our society since they were born. It's one of the reasons we got rock and roll radio stations in the 1950s and 60s, because there were so many of them.
Yes.
Now you are seeing them really drift into your system now, aren't you?
We are seeing a lot of traffic, and unfortunately a lot of that traffic is coming through our Protective Service Program.
Mm.
And you're looking at financial exploitation cases or neglect cases, which is very time-consuming and dealing with that, with the number of reports that are coming in.
Does this area have more older people most places? It just seems that way. I don't know.
We do have
true?
An older population in Bedford County.
Right.
That's true. Higher than some of the other counties around.
Is it true that in Huntington and Fulton as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
In this rural area,
right.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And so that's a tendency, they don't leave, so they stay here and they do.
The older population does. Unfortunately, the caregivers, that their children and that, may move on for other jobs and that. So finding care around here can be difficult.
We're speaking with Connie Brode, who's the executive director of this place, and also Anthony Molinari. Let me look at your official title here. It says Transportation Director, MSCSSO. Now, I know what a Master of Science is, but what's a CSSO?
It's Certified Security and Specialist Officer.
Okay, boy.
That's...
So if a driver wants to drive for one of these buses, do they need special qualifications?
No, there is no CDL required. They are just required to have a standard driver's license. Our vehicles are not long enough, they're not heavy enough to require any kind of a CDL or any other specialized license. Just a standard driver's license is required.
So are they volunteers?
No, they are employees. Mm-hmm. We have some volunteers who do primarily, like if our senior centers want to do special outings and they take our vehicles, they have a volunteer driver that will take the vehicle, then they are covered by us. But at the same time, all my drivers are either full-time or part-time, and they are employed through the agency.
I did notice that the drivers seem to be about the same age as the passengers.
Well, a lot of our drivers are of the aging population, and that's kind of the crux of the Area Agency on Aging. We give hiring preference to veterans and of the aging population. Most of them are retired from something else and want to return to work to do something else, just because they want something to do, and this is a good way to give back to the community. And, you know, so that's a lot of our drivers are retired from something else, and it's kind of the status of this part of the transportation industry. Is if you look at most of the agencies who provide transportation in the state, most of them have drivers who are retired from something else.
Well, thank you. You're great. As I say, we're speaking with Anthony Molinari here at the Department of Aging, and the CART bus specifically. What does CART mean, C-A-R-T?
Call a ride transportation.
Call a ride transportation, okay. What do I need for a qualification to be able to ride on this bus?
Again, it depends on the age group you fall in. Okay. If you are, you know, 60 and over, you know, it just kind of depends. Are you subsidized? Are you subsidized and approved for other funding, say the Persons with Disabilities Program, PWD, or the Medical Assistance Transportation Program, better known as MATP?
So children can be transported if they have a handicap of some kind.
Correct. Okay, gotcha. Correct. You know, there's, you know, some, you know, where if school districts do not either have a driver available or a vehicle available that's ADA accessible, they'll reach out to us. And we've provided that service in the past. We are currently doing it now. So because all our vehicles are required to be ADA accessible. Mm-hmm. So they have to have a lift or they have to have a ramp to it in order for those who are non-ambulatory that are in a wheelchair.
You're listening to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach. We're speaking today with Anthony Molinari and Connie Brode, who are with the Agency on Aging here in three counties, Huntington, Bedford, and Fulton. I think I got that right. And when we return, we're going to learn more about the kind of thing they do and where this expansion may be going in the future as Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Michelle Buttry, Chief Executive Officer of Conemaugh Nason Medical Center, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk, FM 98.7 and 1310 AM, WBFD.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here, too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West, with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County. The history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
Bedford County Speaks. We have returned. You are listening to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach, and our guests today are Anthony Molinari and Connie Brode from the Agency on Aging. We are in Saxton in their brand new, beautiful building. This might be the newest building in all of Saxton, maybe. You know, but this is really lovely. You have a very nice one-story office here. You told me when I walked in the door that this is a dispatch center, Anthony.
This is our central dispatch that is kind of the central hub for all of transportation. All the administrative staff are housed. We actually also have a small fleet, about a handful of drivers that do pull out of Saxton. But we do have in each of the three counties. We have one in Huntington County across from the Huntington County Jail. Mm-hmm. We have one in McConnellsburg and one in downtown Bedford.
I go by the Hickey's place all the time. Correct. I see your buses out there. Now, yes. Are they being repaired, or is that where you store them?
That is where our Bedford depot is located.
Oh, I see.
Right beside Hickey's. Usually the vehicles that are parked in the field are ones that we're putting up for bid.
Your service is constantly changing. I'm sure it's very much in flux. Probably it ebbs and flows with the areas, but as the areas change. But what do you see as an expansion or a future for this? Is it getting more of demand in some places, or not so much demand? Or how do you feel it's going?
Well, I think where we're seeing the need of the biggest demand is the out-of-county trips, increasing the days of the week. And honestly, a lot of that is to try to meet what is going on in the healthcare field currently, where specialists and doctors are not in the area. You know, you run into a situation where, you know, you may go see a doctor and then they send you to Boys, they send you to Hershey, and or they send you to Altoona, they send you to State College. We're seeing a lot of that movement away from our three service counties, which is, you know, very concerning because it is now our job to try to meet that need to get them to those out-of-county locations. Out-of-county is issue in the fact that it's an all-day trip. We send a driver, they're there all day until they come back.
Now, a lot of patients are being referred from the UPMC Bedford to UPMC Altoona.
Correct.
They close their birthing area there. They close a lot of things. So more and more people I know are telling me we now have to go to Altoona. So can I get a cart bus there now, or is it something in the future?
No, we actually go from Bedford County. We go 2 days a week to Altoona. That is actually one of the runs that we are looking to. We're kind of reviewing now to try to expand upon because of this, you know, increased demand of everybody being sent to Altoona. And it's not just UPMC, it's drug and alcohol, it's methadone, it's a lot of different reasons as to why everything's being sent to Blair County. And so to try to meet that increased need, it's one of those runs that we are constantly and we are currently reviewing to see, can we do this more than just 2 days a week?
Our radio program does a lot of work with the Personal Solutions Anchor, PSI, and I know they move people around as well. So do you do any work for them? They go back and forth between these recovery centers.
A lot of when we get the referrals for things like that, it usually comes through the county.
Gotcha. Right. So do you work at all with the hospital, for example, in Altoona to try to schedule these things so that the people all arrive on the same day, or wouldn't it be that easy?
Well, it's not that easy. You know, we usually don't get the referrals, say, from the hospitals. It's usually the reservations are made by the clients themselves, or if they're in a long-term care facility, you know, they'll call them in, or if they're, you know, through the county, they'll call in a list of people. But the bulk of our reservations are made from the individual clients calling in.
So I thought maybe there might have been some office in Altoona UPMC that says, oh, well, we'll coordinate these people. So if they need appointments with Dr. Schmutz, they can all come on the same day.
They kind of just send them to us and just to schedule and to make sure that, you know, the appointments are the times that the appointment times need to be to pick everybody up, get over there, and drop everybody off in time.
Gotcha.
And then,
so you must have a very busy computer figuring all this out.
We are very busy here. If it's not the reservation, it's taking 400 or 500 calls a day. Our scheduler is piecing the schedule all together. It's my operations supervisor who's, you know, dealing with the drivers and any issues that come up through the day with the drivers. It's our transportation supervisor when if there's any kind of call from a client who has questions making a reservation for a trip, she can answer those questions. And then when it comes to the budgeting and it comes to a lot of the programmatic and where we're looking to take this program is when I get the calls. And so it's plus, you know, the other committees that I am on, and to trying to not just move cart transportation, but transportation within Central PA region. So trying to lead that charge to expand the transportation opportunities within our region.
Connie, tell me about your support from PennDOT. I find they have their hands into so many things, PennDOT. I mean, that every time I turn around, PennDOT's involved. So is this a PennDOT program, or is it a program that comes out of their funding stream? Or do you know how, any idea how that works?
It is a PennDOT program, the Shared Ride program is, and they provide a tremendous amount of support for individuals who are with disability or over the age of 60, 85% of that funding can be provided through PennDOT and through the lottery. So we do benefit tremendously from them. There are, of course, the rules that we have to apply, that it is shared ride, and you do have to call a day in advance to reserve a trip. Mm-hmm. So there's room on the bus. And then the software that is used, that PennDOT has approved, does an automatic schedule, helping us coordinate where those vans are going. And I would say that there are places within our three counties that we don't serve as well as we would like to. And those are things we'd also like to expand and do better moving forward, is trying to find, if we expand and as we expand, I should say, that we make sure that travel lanes include areas that we don't serve very much within our counties.
You know, Anthony, I've always wondered about something. Do CART buses have to pay tolls on the turnpike?
We avoid the turnpike.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we don't have to actually use the turnpike.
Okay, well, that answers that question.
I should just say we avoid it. It's just, it's not within our travel lanes where we actually have to utilize the turnpike.
Yeah, so. You want to go to Altoona, you have to go on the turnpike. I understand. So it's more of a north-south route, it sounds to me. Okay, great. Well, you've been terrific today, and I appreciate it very much. Anthony is are both involved with this area on aging, and it's interesting to me that this agency of yours is got your fingers in so many pies. I just thought it was taking people around. You're telling me it's also assisting with funding and getting information on grants and information on assistance. And so you're really a very, very busy agency. Are there other offices beside this one here in Saxton, or is it the ones I see in Bedford? Is that that's an area on aging office, right?
Correct. The Huntington, Bedford, Fulton Area Agency on Aging has offices in all three counties.
Well, they do. Okay.
So there's a care management office in Huntington on 10th Street, besides the depot that exists across from the prison. In Fulton County, the depot and office are combined, located at the Save a Lot parking lot area,
right,
in Old Bank. And then in Bedford, we're at the second floor of the public library, is the care management office. And then, of course, the depot is at Hickey's Garage. And then we have our central dispatch office here in Saxton on Spring Street.
I was up there once in the second floor over the library, and the place was full. There were counselors all over the place coming in and out and moving around. So this sounds like a busy place. They're doing all this stuff that you had described before. Anthony, can you just kind of take me through this? Let's say tomorrow I want to go to the UPMC hospital in Bedford, from where I live in the borough, which is a couple of miles. So what do I do? What's the process? I call your office, and then what happens?
So when you would call into the office, one of my three reservationists would take the call and just try to get some basic information, obviously getting your name, see if you're already in our database. If you have ridden with us before, you will be in our database, and then we're basically, you know, asking you, you know, where are you going? What are you scheduling? And you know, what's your appointment time? If you have not ridden with us before and say it's your first time, we'll have to get some background information, you know, because depending on, you know, age, you know, if you're of the aging population, say 65 and over, the lottery will cover 85% of the trip. They will subsidize 85% of the trip. So if you're taking a trip that's out of county, you know, to and from, 85% of that is covered by the lottery program. If you are between the ages of 60 and 64, the area agency on aging, we actually will subsidize a portion of that trip. So, and then, you know, there's the Persons with Disability Program, which covers generally 18 to 64, but we do 18 to 59 because of the area agency on aging bringing 60 to 64 and providing some of that, covering some of that cost of the trip. So it just depending on where you would fall depends on, you know, where we would need to proceed from there. We would have to, you know, obviously name and background information, your date of birth, so we can determine the age, where you're going. And we would have to, if you're 65 and over, we have to get what's called an age verification form, which is required by PennDOT for us to get to verify anybody's everybody's age of 65 and over. There's a form we have to fill out that the reservations will fill out to get that information. That information, then that paperwork will then go to the driver on that first pickup, and the client will have to sign and to verify and provide us a unique identification number. Could be, you know, birth certificate number, could be a driver's license, whether it is expired or not, or just the photo card that they give. So it just, you know, and then once we get all that kind of information, and then we, you know, we'll schedule the trip and give you a preliminary pickup time, roughly about a half an hour window, because as it is shared ride, it could be 12 different people that we're picking up and taking all at one time. So, you know, we take reservations for the next day up to 2 o'clock, because then we have to lock the schedule for the day and start getting everything sorted between which driver, what run they're on, and get everybody's pickup time. We ask that clients call between 2:30 and 4 o'clock to get their finalized pickup time.
How late does it operate?
Our vehicles can be out till 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. So just depends on the circumstances, what happens. Sometimes we do get pushed a little past that. A lot of times on hospital discharges, which will get calls usually on the same day.
See, I had an evil reason for asking this question. The Veterans of Foreign Wars in Shelbsburg are having a major event. I was thinking about this as we were talking about it last night. All the people that are coming to River 70. So I thought, would it be possible for a cart bus if we made a reservation with you guys, saying, can you pick people, say 5 or 6 people up or maybe more in Bedford and take them to Shelbsburg for this party and take them back? Because that would be, seems to me, a good use of it.
I don't, you know, right. We'd have to get some more of the information.
Right.
But,
I mean,
it's definitely
something. But that's the kind of thing you could
correct.
Do. And it was fairly easy, because you're not going to make a lot of stops. You could make one.
Yep.
And get this one facility.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll tell the guys that, see
okay.
what happens.
No, that'd be great.
Okay. No, that's great. See, the things you learn here on these radio programs, I love it. You're listening to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach, and with us today is Anthony Molinari and Connie Brode. I have to tell you, Connie, the reason I messed up your name earlier is inside my head was ringing a song I used to listen to when I was a kid called Gene Brody. Have you ever heard that song?
I have
it's
not.
It's about an Irish lass named Gene Brody. It's a little melodic song. And so that's why I kept calling you Brody, because I was thinking of Gene Brody. And so you probably were starting out as Brody, I would guess, long, long ago. you have both been very, very nice to me. I don't think I've got many more. What, have I missed anything here with you folks?
No, I can't think of anything right offhand, but I'm sure.
Yeah, I think just to stress to individuals that are listening to the program that the Area Agency on Aging's CART program is a public transit system, and that we will take individuals of any age within certain requirements. And please know that we are here to try and assist you and reach out if you have questions. You know, not just for older adults. Older adults reap the benefits because of the lottery fund, but we are here for everyone.
I forgot to ask you, how much does it cost?
So it depends on if the individual has any subsidized.
Right. You said a vet or something.
Yep. So, you know, we are a mileage based. It is now a mileage based.
Okay.
We used to be a zone based, where any travel within our three counties was one cost, and then out of county was a separate cost.
Right.
It is now a mileage based rate, and that mileage is dependent upon from location of pickup to your drop off. So, you know, depending on the funding, depending on the age, it's, you know, co-pays, you know, after say 85% for anybody 65 and over, it goes anywhere from $3 to $5.
Oh boy, jeez. I thought it was like 10 or 15.
Really? Oh, that's, no. Wow. And that's, you know, we talk about this a lot, and, you know, especially for those who are lottery funded, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to take a trip that's out of county, you're talking anywhere from 20 to 30 miles, that's anywhere $30 to $33 one way. But if you're lottery, that's 85% covered.
Right.
So you can go from here to Altoona
right.
for $4.
Yeah. What a deal.
You spend more than that in gas.
I want to thank our guests, Anthony Molinari, and of course, Connie Brode, who I call Brody. And it's very nice to meet you both. You've been wonderful, the Area on Aging Council. I really appreciate your talking to me. And we want to thank our guests this morning. This program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage. a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.